This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning I am joined by Paul from Zirka Circus. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you doing down there?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. Now, the reason that we're talking this morning in particular is that very soon Zirka Circus is going to be rolling into Palmerston North. You're going to be here from the 5th to the 13th of October, parked up at the railway land. I guess the first thing to mention about this particular go-round with Zirka Circus is that you guys have been doing it for a while. This is your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary tour, and it's a very special visit to the area. We're trying to give back to a little bit back to the community that have given us so much support over those 10 years, and yeah, we've got a very special open night show. I can't say too much about that at the moment because it will steal someone else's thunder. But it's going to be a wonderful opening night and a wonderful, wonderful venue to show at. But bear in mind, we've been around for 10 years, but every time we come back, it's a brand new show. So you'll never see the same again.
Well, exactly. I mean, just to give people a sense, I mean, do you have any idea of how many other touring circuses there are in New Zealand and whether anybody else has been going that long? Because it strikes me that you guys might be unique in that.
Yeah, the circuses come and go. There's a couple of other circuses that tour New Zealand. We even had a Samoan circus a few years ago, and they come. Do a tour and then go off around the world. There's a smaller circus that shows for about 6 months of the year in New Zealand, and then he has a break. So yeah, we're quite unique in New Zealand in that it's a small country compared to maybe Australia, where you've got nearly 20 circuses touring at one time. So it's quite a different spectrum of entertainment. Yeah,
fantastic. So, what would you say is the thing that sets Zirka Circus apart from the rest? Then,
okay, well, we train predominantly all our performers ourselves in a school, an academy for performing arts, theatre and showtime, and that school has been running for over 30 years, and when those performers at a level, probably Olympic standard performers in gymnastics and the routines that they undertake, then they're invited to come on tour to share their skills with the world, and that's when the international tour starts, and we're proud to take them through that process in New Zealand.
Right, I see. And so, I mean, you mentioned international. Does the tour continue offshore then?
The tour will go overseas. It did two years in Australia. We also have other contracts supporting the Royal Sydney Show. We supply world-class performers to cruise ships for entertainment. So it's... there's a lot going on in the world of Zirka Circus.
That's fascinating. That's because it's not something that you would necessarily have any idea about at all, unless you were directly engaged in it.
No. Circus is an interesting. It's become a very much a performing arts theatre and showtime event, not just a circus and a few clowns. So it's a a wide-ranging entertainment facility now that appeals to all ages, from, we always say, from 3 to 93, basically.
Yeah, if you can even basically follow what's going on in front of you, there'll be something there for you. Now, I understand you don't want to spoil anything, but can you tease anything that's going to be coming up in this most immediate show that you're going to be presenting?
Well, the skill level, John. Always difficult to explain the skill because the performers are so good. They very, very seldom make any mistakes, and you've got to appreciate that level of skill when you see them. You've got the nail-biting sphere of fear. It used to be called the Globe of Death, but we don't have any deaths in the Globe. They come close, but they don't actually kill themselves. But that's when you've got five motorbikes spinning around at high speed in a very, very small sphere. And that's just nail-biting, unbelievable. But the mixture of fun, family fun, and skill and daring. You're on a roller coaster ride of entertainment for the 2 hours that you're seeing the show.
Great. Well, look, I hope you get a really good turnout while you're here in Palmy. What's the best way for people if they want to book tickets or that sort of thing? Find out more about you and follow you around the country, that sort of deal?
Yeah, if you go onto our Facebook page or go onto Zirka, just Google Zirka Circus, that's Z-I-R-K-A Circus, and you'll find us. We're at the top on the list there. Best way to do it. There's a lot of leaflets and publicity in and around town at the moment, so pick up one of those leaflets. The schools are getting leaflets for the kiddies, and with a special discount vouchers attached to them. So, yeah, if you want to go to the circus, you'll find us pretty quick. Z-I-R-K-A Circus. Google, Facebook, whatever, we're there. We're live. We're on our way.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for talking.
Okay, thanks for the call. Cheers, then.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.